This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Day one as mayor of New York City had Zohran Mamdani wielding the power of the pen to move forward with his housing and affordability agenda.
We will not compromise on housing quality. If your landlord does not responsibly steward your home, city government will step in.
Speaking at a residential building on Clarkson Avenue in Brooklyn, the mayor signed three executive orders to confront the city's housing crisis. One revives the mayor's office to protect tenants. That'll serve as a hub to defend tenants' rights and deal with landlords who are violating them, including failing to address unsafe or illegal conditions in their buildings. Another creates a special task force.
LIFT stands for Land Inventory Fast Track, to leverage city-owned land and accelerate housing development. The task force will review city-owned properties and identify sites suitable for housing development no later than July 1st of this year.
The third executive order creates the Streamlining Procedures to Expedite Equitable Development Task Force, or SPEED. That will identify and remove bureaucratic and permitting barriers that drive up costs and slow the construction of housing. Separately, the mayor revoked nine executive orders issued by Eric Adams after he was indicted on corruption charges that were later dropped. They include one that pushed back on the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement that supports economic pressure against Israel by threatening action against city officials who engage in such policy. A second did away with the city adopting the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism. At the same time, he is keeping the city office to combat anti-Semitism.
That is an issue that we take very seriously and is part of the commitment that we've made to Jewish New Yorkers to not only protect them, but to celebrate and cherish them. What I would say about the executive orders at large that were issued after that date is they are ones that time and time again come up against the interests of working class people and what they need from their mayor.
Among the other orders revoked, one that allowed ICE agents to operate out of Rikers Island, one that sought to ban the city's carriage horse industry, with the new mayor saying he wants to talk to the drivers union first, and two that created new offices dedicated to rat mitigation and cryptocurrency. So far, no comment from the former mayor. In addition to Mamdani swearing in outside City Hall Thursday, public advocate Jumaane Williams took his second oath of office and delivered an emotional speech in which he spoke to young New Yorkers like himself who might question themselves.
Little black boy, you were worth it. And you always were. And without any titles, you were enough.
Williams telling the crowd that we're all connected, and so he said, as we hold the hand of our neighbor, we must reach out with our other hand to grasp someone who may fall through the cracks. The new year started with several shootings around town, including the fatal shooting of a livery driver in the Bronx. Let's get that story from our Glenn Shuck.
Isa Isaac, a married father of four, was finishing up a 12-hour shift for Uber. Then he was going to be heading to mosque for prayer, but he never made it. He was involved in what's believed to be just a minor fender bender that led to suspects getting out of the other car and shooting him in the head. Fernando Mateo of the Taxi Federation offering the $10,000 reward now.
This is not a common shooting. This was a murder. Isa was shot at point blank range through the side of his driver passenger window. We are outraged.
As the investigation goes on, key evidence, surveillance video showing the two men fleeing the scene here on Morris Avenue. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, the Tremont section of the Bronx.
Cops also on the hunt for three suspects who shot a bodega worker. That was inside 236 Fresh Grocery on East 236th Street near White Plains Road in Wakefield. The worker is stable. Police say it happened following some kind of argument. Despite the incidents on New Year's Day, the NYPD is reporting historic lows in both shootings and murders. Last year, a 20% drop in homicides and a 22% drop in the number of shooting victims. On the flip side, the number of rape cases reported to the NYPD were up 15% compared to 2024. The department has previously said that is due to changes in 2024 that broadened the legal definition of rape in New York State. New York State is going to be phasing in protections now for horseshoe crabs, and the Long Island Commercial Fishing Association is not happy about that. Executive Director Bonnie Brady.
First and foremost, it puts commercial fishermen out of work, not based on science, but based on fear and feelings.
The new rules will phase out using horseshoe crabs as both bait and for biomedical use over the next 4 years, but Brady insists.
They are perpetuating a myth that they are endangered, which they are not. They are not even threatened. And the poor quality of the stock may only be limited to the science that's been plugged into the models.
Governor Hochul had initially vetoed the legislation, saying it did not give the fishing industry enough time to transition to alternative sources of bait. Other states have put similar bans in place, including New Jersey in 2008 and Connecticut in 2023. The deadline for a new nurse's contract at three Northwell Health hospitals on Long Island has come and gone, but the talks continue. Last week, more than 1,000 nurses who work at the hospitals in Huntington, Plainview, and Syosset voted overwhelmingly to authorize a strike, but the union did not actually issue a strike notice. In an email yesterday, the New York State Nurses Association said talks would resume today. So if you're like me and you buy every skincare product that every influencer tells you to get, listen up.
Do you need expensive serums and beef tallow to take care of your skin? No, according to dermatologists interviewed by the Associated Press. They say the best way to take care of your skin is to always wear sunscreen, even if you have darker skin. Another good tip, keep your showers simple and short. Long showers can dry out and irritate your skin.
That's correspondent Michael George. Experts also note that the skin on your face is thinner than the rest of your body, so it requires a gentler touch. The basic three, a gentle cleanser, a moisturizer to hydrate, and a sunscreen with at least SPF 30.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.